Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, more than 130 people were killed in an attack at a concert hall in Moscow last Friday. What do we know about the people behind it? That's after a short break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
On the 22nd of March, a crowd gathered at Crocus City Hall on the outskirts of Moscow for a concert by the rock band Picnic. But just after 8 p.m, a group of gunmen burst in through the entrance.
We turn now to a horrific attack today in the heart of Russia. Heavily armed gunmen opening fire in a concert hall in a suburb of Moscow before the building went up in flames.
As of Tuesday, 139 people have died, including 3 children. Many more are seriously injured. The terrorist group Islamic State released graphic footage of the attack and claimed responsibility for it. Without citing any evidence, Russia's president Vladimir Putin linked it to Ukraine. On Sunday, 4 men were dragged into a court, bruised and beaten, and charged with the attack. So, what do we know about what happened?
Even though Islamic State claim responsibility, there are many claims that potentially it's Islamic State in Khorasan, so the group that initially emerged in Afghanistan, that's behind the attack.
This is Jérôme Drevon.
I work as a senior analyst on jihad and modern conflict for International Crisis Group.
Jérôme says it's likely that this attack was perpetrated by a group sometimes known as ISIS-K or ISK.
So basically ISK is a group that emerged in 2015 in Afghanistan. When IS was very powerful in Syria and Iraq, it tried to mobilize other militants elsewhere. So that was the case in Africa in particular, but also in other countries. And so ISK was formed at the time by distinguished commanders from the Taliban Pakistan, some delusion commanders from the Afghan Taliban, also some urban youth, around this idea that there should be a worldwide caliphate.
The group is seen as a rival to the Taliban, another Islamic fundamentalist group which currently runs Afghanistan.
I mean, the aim is very simple and very easy in absolute. It's to say that militants that pledge allegiance to this group should establish Islamic states here and now, wherever they are. So if you are in the jungles of Eastern DRC, you should establish an Islamic state there, in the north of Mozambique, in the Sahel, whatever. So the objective is really an Islamic State immediately, and that is all connected to the same structure that they call the revival of the caliphate.
Jérôme wasn't surprised when he heard the news of the attacks. He says ISIS-K is active, pointing to 3 attacks in Iran in the past year and a recent shooting at a Catholic church in Istanbul. But why Russia?
There are historical and current reasons. I mean, historically, you know, for groups like IS, they still remember the Russian invasion of Afghanistan, the 2 wars in Chechnya. So there is no another conflict with Russia. But there are also much more current developments to which attack is relevant. So, for example, you know, the Russians have helped the Syrian regime retake many regions. And even though the Russians mostly fought other groups, it also fought Islamic State in Syria. Russia is also allied with military juntas in West Africa that are also fighting the local IS affiliate.
Jérôme also says that this is not the first attack by ISIS-K in Russia.
In 2015, IS in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt also targeted a Russian civilian plane. So it's not that surprising that they would attack Russia now. I think a lot of it has to do with simply having the opportunity, the right opportunity at the right time.
In fact, the US had tried to warn Russia that it was vulnerable to an extremist attack in the days before the shooting, but Putin didn't listen.
Maybe the Russians simply don't trust the US. simply think that the US is trying to divert their attention from Ukraine. Maybe they did heed the advice, but couldn't prevent the attack. And it seemed that they did prevent another attack 2 weeks beforehand.
Putin has now said that the attack was conducted by radical Islamists. But he's also continued to blame Ukraine. Jerome says there is no evidence for Putin's claims that this attack is linked to the war in Ukraine. But it might have served as a useful distraction while ISIS-K plotted its attack.
They do also use and exploit international divides. So if there is a divide between different countries, it also helps their agenda because it means that countries are not as much focused on their militants. Russia has been focused much more on political dissidents inside Russia or on its war against Ukraine. So they cannot focus on everything. So it's not that surprising that they would not focus as much on Islamic militants. And the claims that the Ukrainians are using this attack or exploiting it doesn't really make sense, but it's not in the interest of Ukraine to be assimilated to such a group and to target Russian civilians. Because this just reinforces the agenda of Putin and his regime, so it doesn't really help them in any ways.
In other words, the terrorist group spotted a vulnerability in Moscow, and it attacked. So what are its ambitions? We'll have more after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think they will try to attack other countries based on opportunities offered to them. Now, one of the big questions is about Western Europe. There have been many plots aborted in Western Europe and individuals arrested and so on. But it's a threat that Western countries take very, very seriously.
Jerome Drevon thinks ISIS-K will not be slowing down now.
In particular France, because of the Olympic Games that are organized in the summer. And so there are real fears that something could happen. So it means that different countries, including Western countries, but potentially up to Russia, Iran and others, will have to continue sharing information.
Dr. Murat Aslan, a military analyst, told Tortoise that ISIS-K may have attacked Russia in part because the country has become more isolated from the West since the outbreak of the war in Ukraine. But Jerome doesn't think that will get in the way of their ambitions to protect themselves from future terrorist threats.
Because despite their divides, the US at least is sharing information with them. Because for them, it's regardless of what happens in Ukraine and other areas, this is a key threat to international security. I think they still see Ukraine as something really, really important. But then, in parallel, they can still focus on this as well.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Tortoise. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's ALLBIRDS.com.